Chris Lewerton here from WJBM Studio. With me today, I have Bert Challenge with Whitworth Horn and Gettin Insurance Company. Bert, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chris?
Doing good. Doing good. Bert, tell us a little bit about yourself. Family man?
I am. I was born and raised in Carrollton, Illinois. Moved here to Jerseyville after my wife and I got together. And we have two children, a boy and a girl, and I've been living here since 2009.
I'll be darned. And then Whitworth Horn and Gettin, you have some help.
Oh, of course.
And tell us about them.
We have excellent staff there. We have everybody we have is local that works there. We have two business partners with me, and that's Jim Challenge and Julie Rhodes.
I see. Yeah. How you and Jim, two brothers working together? Do you guys?
We actually work pretty well with each other. We have, you know, there's a little Jekyll and Hyde going on there, but we do very well together, actually.
Well, that's great. That's great for brothers to get along and work together. I know my brother Jeff. We get along a lot better when we're not working together. Now, how did you end up getting into this business?
Well, our stepfather was Bob Whitworth. That was the Whitworth and Whitworth Horn and Gettin. And I got back from Iraq in 2008.
And oh, so we're a veteran
there. Yes, I am. And he offered me a job. I said I would try it to see if I liked it. And I did actually end up liking it. And I was pretty good at it. So I stayed with it.
Fantastic. And then Bob passed away.
Bob passed away in 2016.
And how about Jim? Was he working when you were working?
Jim has been at the office, I think, since 2002. I think he's been working at the office. He's been working there a lot longer than me.
Okay. And how about Julie?
Julie was about the same time as Jim, 2002, 2003, somewhere in there. And she pretty much started our Carrollton office up there.
Oh, I see. So, I ask you a question regarding insurance. Everybody's got insurance. You got to have insurance. What should a person look for in a good insurance company, or a good insurance?
So, a good insurance company, make sure that they have the coverages that you need. Is overall the most important thing.
Because some companies are limited.
Well, they just have different coverages for different things of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So on a commercial policy, you need a different package from maybe a distribution policy than you do for a restaurant and bar business.
You can cover all that.
Of course. There's different packages for different things that you need, and in certain insurance companies specialize in certain of those areas. So it does matter who you go through.
Off the top of your head, I know you probably insure a lot of commercial companies. What are some of the different ones that you cover?
Oh, I mean, we do from fabrication, we do, you know, rentals, we do, you know, the apartment buildings, we do bars and restaurants, we do distribution, just pretty much all across the board. And
do schools?
We do have maybe counties, counties,
municipalities.
Municipalities, stuff like that we do. But we do not have schools.
Okay. What are your thoughts, being an experienced insurance man, what are your thoughts when I hear the terms of, you know, being overinsured, you know, insurance poor, or underinsured? Give us some insight on that.
Right now, the market, it's just changed so much in the last couple of years because of inflation, because of high prices of everything, that has changed so dramatically. And one thing that we have been seeing is everybody pretty much is underinsured. So when you look at your house, it might look like you're insured for enough because you think your house is only worth that much, but insurance is based on a replacement cost value. So they're usually underinsured now because of building materials skyrocketing. They have been
and labor.
Underinsured and labor.
Everything.
Sure.
Everything's up.
Everything's up. So it's actually people are usually underinsured now.
Okay. Here's an example. Let's say you have a house and you got, $250,000 insurance on it. Mm-hmm. And you think that's what it is. However, it burns down. Now you come on the scene, and then you have the adjusters come on the scene.
Right.
And they're going, I'm sorry, actually, it's going to cost $400,000 to replace this house. What happens then?
They get $250,000.
They get the full $250,000, and that's it.
Right.
They don't get replacement cost.
Nope, because it's underinsured at that point. And that's what we've been doing. We've been doing new cost estimators. We've been, companies have been doing the inflation guard higher than what they usually do, trying to catch up to that inflation.
Okay, if we set a price on, does it cost that much more to get your insurance up where it should be?
No. It's well worth it, because if something does have actually happen, that few hundred bucks that you might have spent, in a year, up in that to the correct coverage is nothing compared to the hundreds of thousands that you might be out.
So give me I'm not going to hold you to it, but if I had it for $250,000 and then it was $400,000, mm-hmm. my insurance would maybe be...
Oh, I can't really give you a straight answer because there's so much that goes into a factor of a rate, age of dwelling.
Well, what's the percentage to go from $250,000 to $400,000? What's that percentage? Just offhand, just what do you think it will be?
Well, I can't really tell you because the percentage changes because it goes, individuals' insurance scores. It goes off of, the age of the home, the age of the roof, the age of, everything in that house. Uh-huh. So it does
matter. But could come in and you could give an evaluation.
Of course.
And it wouldn't cost anybody a dime.
Does not cost a dime.
But they would know where they stand.
Yes, and I would encourage everybody to call their insurance agent and just say, hey, just do a cost estimator for me to make sure I'm insured to value.
Not that they have to.
No, well, they should after they ask for it.
Yeah.
Yes, because you're supposed to be insured for 100% of value.
Okay. Is there any particular insurance product that you handle that you think, we're pretty good at this?
Well, for one, the biggest one that I don't think anybody does in the area anymore is the open enrollment for Obamacare.
Oh.
That does start November 1st, or ACA, whatever you want to call it, Obamacare ACA. And Jessica Dean and Julie Rhodes sells that, and they do a fantastic job and know everything about it, and they do very well in that. And there's been so many changes this year that it's a good idea to actually talk to an agent instead of trying to go online and do it yourself. And the agent's free. It doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. Well, educate me a little bit about who's eligible. Who should be looking into this?
Well, that's a question for those two girls at the office that do that, because I don't know a lot about it, but I would say it never hurts to check.
Okay. But, is anybody?
It can be, because there's so many factors that go into that too. It's income.
It's income based.
It's income based on Obamacare.
So if you're not making a lot of money, you should be eligible.
Well, but it also kind of depends on if you have coverage at your work.
Okay.
So it does
a lot of variables.
There's variables.
Or if
in
you
it.
Have married and got kids.
That doesn't really factor in, other than maybe your income, because you write the you write the kids off.
I see. Okay. So how about?
But we do every single type of insurance, really. We love farms.
Love farms.
Love farms.
Because you grew up on a farm. You
love
them.
That's right. And I just like writing them. They're, farmers around here, especially, they're.
So you love farmers around here.
Yeah, they're good. They're good old boys.
Yeah, they are.
I like them.
Yeah.
Like that. And we have Jerseyville Mutual.
Uh-huh.
My brother manages that, and I'm the adjuster for it. So that's what a lot of things we write with the mutual is farms.
Okay. if you're gonna, there's farmers listening to this right now, all right, what would you, what do you want to tell them out there to kind of be leery of? Maybe they have undershirt. You need to kind of let me come out and take a look at this.
Well, there's two companies around here that does really well with farms, and one is Jerseyville Mutual. And I would recommend shopping it if you think it's needed. You know, shop it around and see what you can do with it.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else that you're real competitive with?
Well, auto and home we're always competitive with.
You
we
are?
Have we're lucky enough to be a independent agent. So we have many companies that we can go through to look for the best premium and the best coverage for you.
Well, what are some of the other insurances that you cover besides, you got farms, you got auto and home?
We do a lot of commercial. We do special events. So if you have a special event going on, a wedding or, you know, a dinner of some kind or whatever it might be, you know, we will write that one-day policy for you.
I see.
We do sports. You know, we write sports teams, you know, the youth and all that kind of stuff, and camps and all that kind of, you know, sport camps and that.
What's the most off-the-wall insurance you ever sold?
Oh, boy. Probably to the non-farmer out there would probably be life insurance for animals.
Life insurance for animals?
Right.
Yep. You're kidding me.
Nope. Nope, you have that prize bowl that
oh,
you
yeah,
want
that's
covered.
Right.
Yeah.
He's probably worth a couple bucks.
Oh, yeah.
How much,
oh, yeah.
What's a prize bowl? What are they worth? What would you say?
$10,000.
$10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it could get sick and die or
yep.
get out in the road and get run over
right.
by a car. And
right.
you can insure it. Yeah.
Yep.
I see.
Yep.
Now, do you cover life insurance for human beings?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep. Life insurance. And that's one of those things that people really need to look into, because that's never addressed. It's
yes.
never addressed, and the young people think
they'll live forever.
They'll live forever, and you know, especially when you're a young family, you know, and you have a couple kids,
and
just get life insurance.
And it's not that expensive.
Just
no,
get just get life insurance.
It's worth it.
Yes,
you're covered. You can feel good about
absolutely.
It. You don't have
and
to worry.
The younger you are, the cheaper it is.
Right.
For longer, you know, you can always, and there's dozens of policies that you can buy, you know, different types.
Okay.
You can buy.
A question I have on life insurance, because there's different kinds. There's term, which
oh, yeah.
is, what, explain term.
Term is just a flat, this is what you pay. At the end of the term, you're done.
Okay. So if anything happens during that term,
you get paid. If there's nothing happens during that term, then you're you'd have to go and get new insurance if you need it.
Another product?
There's whole life. That
explain whole life.
Whole life is you pay for it. Usually you pay for it your whole life.
Oh, that's where it gets the name.
That's where
whole
it gets
life.
The name. Whole life. You pay for it, but at the end of that term, you always have it. So you always have a death
So you
benefit.
Get it paid off.
Right.
I see. And you can cash it in.
You can cash it in.
Borrow against it?
Sure.
Okay. Anything yep. else out there?
There is. I mean, there's the whole life I really like is for kids, the children out there.
Uh-huh.
So it's not necessarily a death benefit. You're not really looking for a death benefit for the kid. But what you are looking for is an investment for the kid.
Okay.
And this is so you can buy a whole life for them, paid up life insurance, pay one-time fee of whatever it might be, and then it will gain interest the whole time.
Oh.
And that's what I like about that, is it's always there. And if a kid gets, you know, sick when they're a teenager or anything else, and they might be disqualified from life insurance for the rest of their life,
I see.
But they still have some life insurance in there.
So it's a little insurance policy.
Right.
I got you.
Yep.
Well, anything else that you want to add that I haven't asked on this interview?
Well, all I can say is, if you're going to go look for insurance, try to keep it local. You know, we are heavily invested in the community. The Park and Recs department, you know, you'll go out there and you'll see a lot of insurance shirts.
Yes.
Because they give money to the community to, to do it. And we do the same thing. You know, you go and, you know, look at who volunteered for PAC and who gave money to this organization and that organization. You'll see.
We got to take care of our own, don't we?
Right.
We're all in this together.
And along with other insurance companies, and all I can say is having an agent is worth it. And I'll take that to the bank. That is, I will guarantee you, an agent is worth every penny that you'll spend on insurance, because that local person, you know, we will answer your calls. We have our cell phone numbers on all our business cards. You know, you can get a hold of us. You can talk to us anytime, and we'll be there for you.
When we need you, you'll be there.
Right.
Right. Okay, one last question. All right. Mm-hmm. Whitworth, Horn, Gatton. When is, like, you're going to add Challens and Challens and roads to that?
Yeah, I think we're ever going
to. You might have to add on to the building.
I don't think we'll ever add on to that. Everybody knows Whitworth, Horn, and Gatton as the company, and we like to keep it that way. They know what they're getting when they come here, and we want to keep it that way.
I know. It makes a lot of marketing sense. Good branding there.
Right, okay. Right.
Well, thanks so much for coming into the studio today, Bert.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it. So you have a great day. Thank you.
You too.